From IPM News, I'm May Antar. We have Ellen Dearden on the line with the opening market report. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning to you, May. And grain futures are a little bit on the mixed side of things. We traded to both sides overnight, and we're probably going to continue that kind of chop here today. We did have export bookings come out. Nothing really super exciting to look at there. One thing I did note, though, that Japan was the big buyer of corn, not Mexico. Mexico has been the one really supporting the corn exports. It'll be interesting to see whether the reversal up that we saw earlier in the week on corn can hold. We are definitely seeing December quarter futures at the 20-day moving average at 425 and three quarters, holding advances so far, even despite some localized talk of localized pollination problems. We right now see September corn futures at 405.5. That's a quarter higher. December at 424 is unchanged, and March at 441 is also unchanged. On the soybean side of things, we've got August beans at 10.16 and three quarters, up 3 1/4. November at 10.23 1/2, up 3 cents. The meal futures are down about a buck. The bean oil futures are up 65 to 75 points. In Chicago, the September wheat at 5.37 is down 4 1/4, and December at 5.57 1/4, down 4 3/4. Kansas City wheat's down about a penny this morning. We are seeing interest in the long side of beans, which is a little bit unnerving, but the talk about high temperatures overnight is giving beans a little bit of a lift, as is the bean oil. On the livestock side of things, we've got cattle really seeing lackluster cash interest. We're a big break in the box beef so far this week. August cattle futures at 223.32 is down 62 cents, and December at 220.75 is down 27 cents. October feeders, 323.35, down 65 cents. We've got the August hogs at 105.15, up 72. Notice a big discrepancy between August hogs up over 105 and October only at $89. Outside markets show the crude oil up around 20 cents, 66.60 in the nearby August, up 22. The metals markets are sharply lower this morning. The dollar index has rebounded up 0.35. This is Ellen Dearden reporting from AgriView in Morton, Illinois.